Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast for Friday evening, April 24th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Gold edges down as uncertainty surrounds Iran talks. Gold is hovering near $4,800 per ounce amidst uncertainty surrounding Iran talks, with prices softening slightly in early Asian trading. The recent rebound was driven by easing tensions around the Strait of Hormuz, reducing immediate inflation fears and reviving expectations of potential Federal Reserve rate cuts. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited, engaged in gold mining, are closely monitoring the situation.
Turkey bans social media access for individuals under 15. Turkey has passed a law prohibiting individuals under 15 from accessing social media. The bill awaits the president's signature. This move may impact companies like Meta Platforms, Inc., as more countries implement similar bans. Stay informed with Trillion Dollar Club for breaking news and insights on top companies. Premier Graphene and JV partner secure military contract. Premier Graphene Inc. and its joint venture partner secure their first defense contract with Mexico's Secretaría de la Defensa Nacional. The contract, awarded by FAV, includes the production of specialized military equipment. This marks a strategic entry into Mexico's military supply chain, positioning the companies for future opportunities in Latin America. Initial product delivery is expected within 10 business days.
A news breaks. Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt 5OV0, featured in AINEW Wire editorial on GPS DNIEE WARES HIFT. Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt. 5OV0 has been featured in AI Newswire editorial discussing the shift towards alternative navigation technologies in GPS-denied warfare. The article highlights Spark AI's Overwatch platform, which enables autonomous navigation and targeting without hardware modifications. This positions Spark AI as a key player in providing software-based solutions to counter electronic warfare threats in the defense sector.
Federal judge halts Trump policies blocking wind and solar projects. A federal judge has halted Trump policies that were hindering wind and solar projects in the U.S. The injunction comes after complaints that these actions were hindering the development of renewable energy projects nationwide. Companies like Tesla, Inc., with interests in the solar industry, will be closely monitoring the main lawsuit for potential implications.
Premier Graphene, Inc., in coordination with its joint venture partners, HGI Industrial Technologies, SAP, and Nevada Ballistic Armor Corp., along with other affiliates, secured their initial contract with Mexico's defense sector. This milestone positions the team for follow-on opportunities, opening doors to future military contracts in Mexico and Latin America. The award reflects their operational capabilities and potential as reliable suppliers for defense products, with the first delivery expected within 10 business days.
HPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation reports first quarter financial results. HPAC Gladstone Financial Corporation reported first quarter 2026 financial results showing continued growth in core earnings, with net income reaching $14.20 million, up 16% from the previous quarter. Total loans increased by 12% to $6.40 billion, while deposits grew 9% to $6.80 billion year over year. The company's net interest margin increased to 3.26%, reflecting steady growth in interest-earning assets and lower costs on liabilities.
The end of GPS reliability is reshaping modern combat strategy. The reliability of GPS in modern combat strategy is coming to an end as navigation signals are being jammed, spoofed, and degraded on a large scale. Spark AI Inc. has introduced the Overwatch platform, allowing unmanned systems to navigate in GPS-denied areas without hardware modifications. Other innovators in this field include Dragonfly Inc., AeroVironment Inc., Kratos Defense and Security Solutions, and Red Cat Holdings Inc.
As Russia's fiscal deficit grows, the Kremlin has started selling gold. The Bank of Russia has divested about 22 tons of gold this year to fund the budget deficit, which reached $61.30 billion by March. With dwindling revenues from oil and gas, the bull run of gold continues, benefiting firms like Numa Numa Resources Inc.
That's the way it was done better than me. It's not fundamentally presented. One thing to tell you about the world is death is that find out what's going on now. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.